This is the story of Moses, which is the story of the development of the word or our understanding of the word as we are willing to engage with it. And as we engage with it, we're going to enter into these states where the things that we thought were true, we realize are false. And that can be a very difficult state to have to hold. But the word is here to hold it for us because it points out that this is how the process works. So there's no circumventing this. This is what the Lord has spoken, right? This is what comes to pass in each and every life where that process of regeneration is unfolding. And so when you come to the text, try to remember its process. And it describes your process. And as you do that, then just allow it to speak out of that so that you can find a connection with it, so that it isn't just words on a page, but it becomes something alive. And, you know, it's not that you're going to get it all down, because, you know, our starting point is we are in falsity. We're in the appearances of truth. Even the highest angels are in the appearance of truth, right? So the Lord alone is the divine truth, and that is infinite and eternal. So we don't get to know that as it is in itself. All we get to know is what is able to be grasped within the finite limitations of our own feeble minds. And that's it. But if there is a genuine willingness to look to the Lord, then that can be used to bring about a development.